Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. Hillary's woes continue as the Clintons come out with a big word, transparent, trying to defend this Russian company that received American uranium while she was Secretary of State. And then, of course, they made a donation to the Clinton Foundation. So that family fighting for their political life, and maybe a little bit more, because the foundation got some big dollars with this Russian uranium deal. The daughter of the Clintons, Chelsea Clinton, spoke out, spoke to foundation donors, and said, we're going to have even more transparency, don't you worry. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton has been called on the House to testify again about Benghazi, the server, and everything else from A to Z. So the Clinton cash, the book, has caused more than agita, I think, for Bill, Hillary, and then ultimately probably Chelsea, too, since she's involved in the foundation. But the relationship between former President Bill Clinton and a group of wealthy, wealthy Canadian mining investors who made huge contributions to the Clinton Families Foundation has come under massive scrutiny because their uranium company ended up in the hands of the Russians. So that deal gave the Russians access to part of U.S. uranium reserves. And it started with Bill Clinton's deals with his friend Frank Gustra. So Peter Schweitzer might be onto something. He's the author of that book that's out, Clinton Cash, that details the foundation donations and all the favors, including that Clinton, Bill Clinton, traveled in 2005 to Kazakhstan, where Gustra, a Canadian investor, was trying to get control to buy a couple of uranium mines and became, they say, in a way, kind of partners with Bill Clinton, working on philanthropic kind of activities. So you understand what we're saying here. And he had been involved in helping push speaking engagements for the Clintons, and we all know what Hillary was getting when she was speaking, crazy amounts of money, to the tune often of $250,000 for a speech. Could this be it? Could this be the thing that pulls down the Clinton train? Izzy in Missouri, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Just a comment on Brett McHenry.
Uh-huh.
What an insipid, precocious little snot.
Yeah, no kidding. Brutal.
I mean, take away all the black makeup, all the cosmetic dental work, the store-bought boobs, and the highlight job, and what do you have? Just another blonde.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, and the comments about her from men are absolutely outrageous. They're so vulgar about her, all over her little snotty comment. I guess they can't deal with a blonde that is really that snotty.
It might be. Spoiling the image, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, really, it was uncalled. Oh, and there's a picture on the net of her flipping off the Carto person.
Saw that. And yeah, she couldn't get enough of them.
Yeah, she just such classless behavior. And ESPN gives her a week off. I mean, that's like vacation.
I agree.
Jeez. Anyway, I agree with Dan on the Clintons. What a load of horse hockey those people shovel. And I honest to God don't think she would ever get elected president. I really, 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 really don't believe it.
Well, you could be right. I mean, she had her best chance was in 2008, and then Obama creeps in there, and that was it.
Yep. And she's still singing over that.
I think so, too.
But it isn't just the selling the uranium. She's just an evil woman, and our military knows it. I think her party knows it. They don't want her any more than anybody else does. So now I don't honest to God think that she would get elected. We'd have to have somebody really, really bad go up against her to get her elected. And it's not going to happen. Of course, I mean, we have so many to choose from. Geez, let's make that field a little bigger.
So you think no matter what, whoever the Republican is, they'd have to really blow it to lose to Hillary Clinton?
Yep, I do. Because people actually really hate this woman.
I agree with that. I agree people hate her, yeah. A lot of people.
She's just so mean. And she's always been mean, and she has treated our military in such a disgraceful manner when she was in the White House before and the Secret Service. She's just basically evil, self-serving, and she's a woman who wants to take titles. Come on. First Lady, Senator, Secretary of State, President. She's just collecting titles. She doesn't give two hoots about America. It's all about her. Why do you think she stuck with Bill?
Yes, you mean so once they got on that political train that she would turn around and have get hers too?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha. That's all I have to say. I agree with Dan. And, oh, by the way, I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee either?
Nope. I drink it once in my life. I learned my lesson.
You learned your lesson and you didn't agree with you?
Nasty.
Oh, Izzy, it's not nasty when you put some good cream in it. Come on.
Oh, my God, I had a little coffee in the cream. It was nasty.
Tea drinker.
I am, big time. And root beer. I have my Kate Delaney root beer every night. When I turn you on, I go grab an A&W, and I'm good to go.
Wow, that makes me feel good, because you know what? That's my favorite. I'm not a big soda drinker, but I love A&W root beer.
Every night, I chill it in the freezer for a little while, and, yep, 11 o'clock, I turn Kate Delaney on and grab my root beer. I'm so good to go.
Oh, Izzy, we love you. You crack me up. You are the grand dame of America tonight. Have a great weekend. Root beer. I love root beer. I love the taste of root beer. There's only one other thing that comes kind of close to it for me, and it's a thing that some of you probably haven't even had. It's called birch beer. In the Amish country, they're famous for birch beer, but I'm sure other places have it, but it's such a unique taste. But I'm with Izzy. I like it cold. I mean, I like it really cold. Like she says, freezing, that's the same for me. So I would want the root beer freezing, but I love the taste of root beer. I do, and I really try to stay away from a lot of soda, but if I was gonna have one, I'd reach for the same thing. Stay hooked into us, because coming up on the flip side, we got a whole bunch of, what did she say, bull hockey? Bull hockey. We have a whole bunch of bull hockey coming your way next. Trending on Twitter. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Twitterbird. Tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Any little thing will do.
Every little tweet's a winner. You can do it too.
Yes, tweet a little tweet on Twitter. Everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet. It's up to you. In 140 characters, I'll tell you what I eat.
On Twitter, I post random arts and pictures of my feet. I'm staying up to date with friends while walking down the street.
Yeah, Twitter's pretty sweet.
I'm literally Twittering. My life is now complete. It's literary littering with every single tweet. You think that you're so cool, retweeting things like Tool. You're all a bunch of fools.
Hashtag nature!
Tweet a little tweet on Twitter, every little thing you do.
Every single tweet's a winner, you can do it too.
Just tweet a little tweet on Twitter, everyone will know what's new.
Tweet a little tweet, it's up to you.
Now get your popcorn out, let's watch the
Trending on Twitter includes engagement rings, the Chicago Bears, prom dresses, and Melanie Griffith. What do they all have in common? Well, again, they're trending on Twitter. Let's start with engagement rings. So what's the big deal about engagement rings, and why is that trending on Twitter? Because someone put one honking big engagement ring, which was actually a wedding ring, and I think it was Kim Kardashian, whose hand could fall off with the size ring that she is sporting around now. And then that started the conversation about engagement rings. So all kinds of rings have been posted. You know, it's not the size of the ring, ladies. I'm just saying, it's not the size of the ring. And then it's Melanie Griffith. So why is Melanie Griffith trending on Twitter? Well, that's because her home, along with Antonio Banderas, their luxurious estate, is up for sale at a mere $16 million. Yeah, $16 million. They split about a year ago, so they own this California pricey property for 16 years, and they'll probably make a nice chunk of change once it's sold. And there is that, you know, curiosity factor. The celebrity homes sometimes go for a little bit more. There's just something about celebrity homes. Prom dresses. Now, why would they be trending? Because people are posting prom dresses. Who cares? The prom is great when you're 15, 16, and 17. But then you forget about the dress and, oh, the horrible hairdo that you were sporting around when you thought you looked so darn good. We all remember those days. And if you're listening to me at 16, oh, you should be getting your rest. Especially if you have to think about going to the prom. Oh, I can't even think back. You know, since I knew it was trending, I decided I would go and look at a picture. I almost was brave enough to post it. And I looked decent enough, I guess, in a way, but we had horrible hairdos. I thought, I just can't do that to myself. I can't even look at this hairdo. I look like I had a sunken in chest, too, because you had those spaghetti trap. You had those trap dresses. You had those spaghetti strap dresses, and it was, of course, elegant. My mother was very classy, and it looked pretty. But we all had, like, these kind of sunken chest or shoulders or something. It was, I think, the way they posed us. So the poses look funny. Anyway, I certainly don't want to go there. Grey's Anatomy. Also trending, 421,000 tweets about Grey's Anatomy. How long has that show been on? Talk about hairstyles. Kids that were born at the first episode are now teenagers. So it was a shocking twist. And the shocking twist is McDreamy is dead. And people are in mourning. Yep, the wrath of Twitter. Patrick Dempsey gone. Killed off in the episode. Of course, he had been there forever and a day, and his career was revitalized thanks to Shonda Rhimes. Just stunning. It was traumatic. And people watched and watched and watched. They couldn't get enough of it. And that's what happens. It's the last year, so people die. That's what happens. You hit a certain number in a series, and what is the twist? What is the twist? The twist is you have to kill people off. You have to do something to shake things up. So you have things. I'm going to tell you what some people tweeted. Let's do that. How about Nora, who says, do you know how exhausting it is to get the ugly cry for 40 minutes straight? I wish I didn't. 11 years of watching, 11 years for Miss M, who says, and I have never been this angry or upset over an episode. Everyone is gone. Lauren says, biggest knot in my throat. Mike says, Grey's Anatomy, I'm never watching this show again. Goodbye. Not coming to school either. So I have to get over it, but I'm not going to watch it anymore. All right, how about this one? Jennifer Gasbarro said, I don't even know what to think right now. I was convinced he really wasn't dead. I'm in shock. Amanda Kathleen says, worst fictional death ever. And then there was this. Kayla says, I really feel like one of my best friends just died watching the end of that episode. Goodbye, Mick Dreamy. Courtney Renee says, I refuse to believe that just happened. Amber Bear, I cannot believe that happened. I've never cried so hard at a show before. Lots of tears. So who benefits? Kleenex. Oh, a run on Kleenex. That's what happened. Because everybody was reaching for them. Wow. So we move from that to Extreme Shakespeare. Over 15,000 tweets about the trend of extreme Shakespeare. So what is extreme Shakespeare? Extreme Shakespeare has kinds of things like this. Jay Davis says, pray the sir, doth thou even lift extreme Shakespeare? Hamster says, the Merchant of Endor, extreme Shakespeare. How about this? Cat will mew, Snoop Dogg will have his day, extreme Shakespeare. Abed says, to be or not to be, that is awesomely amazing question. Todd Spence says, 12th Dark Knight. Marty Rudoy says, all the world's a stage and Madonna just fell off it again. Touche. How about this? Queen Waffle says, this evening's hashtaggery has become one grand comedy of errors. Very clever. I'll give you a few more because I know you're just rolling. This one, Derek says, this above all, to thine own self be awesome and don't conform to what society says. Extreme Shakespeare. Hamlet, it go, from Holden. How about this? She likes hoverboard, hoverboard. Where art there? Hoverboard. I kind of get it. How about this? Bill the Butcher says, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have Shark Week thrust upon them. Extreme Shakespeare. I like Shark Week. Andy says, don't hate the player, hate the stage. Then we've got, I'll give you a couple more. Again, I know you're just rolling in this. Izzy's probably reaching for yet another root beer at this point. Greg says, wherefore art thou, little Romeo? So you have to have a twist with it. Check your tights. It's time to play Extreme Shakespeare. Check out these examples and keep the game going. So that's the idea. What's cool is they got that many tweets. So somebody decided, oh, this would be funny. Let's do Extreme Shakespeare. And then other people chime in. And they give their, you know, they give their Shakespeare a try, throw in a modern twist. I thought RJ had one of the best. Julius, seizure-inducing strobe lights. Because, you know, think of midnight. Lance Gould had much Mountain Dew about nothing. I'll give you one more. It was tough to find them. How about this? Josh Stern said the taming of the shrooms. Get it? The taming of the shrooms. Yeah. That's the 140 character world, folks. Sometimes you try to come up with the laughs. There is something funny that is on Twitter, I think. Often you'll get some good stuff. It's called Funny or Die. And Funny or Die sometimes is pretty funny. And that's the whole idea about it. All right, that's trending on Twitter. Stay with us. Coming up next, yes, we're talking about the Brit McHenry saga as she is back on the air. Hang with us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking a lot about Britt McHenry and, of course, how she unloaded at the tow services office on the woman who was behind the counter. It's crazy. It's gone viral many, 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 many times. It's been well over a week and a half, and still she's the butt of many, many jokes. But in all seriousness, she gets suspended for a week. And I'll tell you, we did a little poll here on America Tonight a couple of days ago, and most people felt as though she should have been fired, that if she were a man, she would have been bounced from ESPN for sure. Jared Breaux joins us. He's been on the show many times, crisis communications expert. Jared, first of all, when you first heard the story about Britt McHenry, were you kind of surprised at what a mean girl she was and how personal those attacks were?
I have two daughters, and I remember sitting and watching the movie Mean Girls with her, and the resemblance of her to the star of that movie, the Regina George character, was just uncanny. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea who Britt McHenry was until about a month ago. And here's how I found out. I was sitting in a restaurant near Dallas, Texas, having lunch with some guys, some work buddies, and suddenly the table got quiet and everybody's head turned, and I turned to see what it was, and there she was on TV. Mm-hmm. She is attractive enough that guys stop what they're doing at lunch and turn their heads. And here she is personifying the appearance and the personality of the mean girl. It blows me away.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you knew of her because of an incident before that had nothing to do with what she said. Do you think ESPN did the right thing in just the suspension for a week?
They blew it. And there is no reason for someone who displays this type of character, publicly or private, to be employed. avoid. Character is doing the right thing regardless of whether anyone sees you and regardless of whether you are in public or private. And it is okay to forgive someone for a bad act. It can be any of a number of horrible acts, including crimes, and you can have it in your heart to forgive that person. I don't see this as an issue of forgiveness for an employer like ESPN. I see this as a character decision that needs to be made by this network, that a person like this can easily be replaced by somebody with equal or more talent, equal or more attractiveness, and definitely a better personality type.
Yeah, boy, I totally agree with that. Do you think, like so many people have said to me, if she were a man, she would have been fired?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be the case. ESPN has had mostly guys that they've had to suspend in the past, sometimes saying rotten things about their co-anchors, and they've just suspended them. I think people expect a certain amount of what I'm going to describe as blowhard testosterone on ESPN, just like on sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run pretty even-keel shows, but you know that in your business, you know that there are consultants who come into these stations and say, guys, you know, you got to stir up the pot.
Yep.
Get the callers to call
yep.
in. It's a gag to get people to come in. So ESPN kind of expects that blowhardness. But I think what happens in this case is she just personifies the stereotype of the mean girl and personifies what you see in movies. But there's a difference between acting and actually being that rotten that you would say that to somebody. I just can't fathom who the individual is that would go on that many tirades. I mean, here are some of the things she said. I'm in the news, sweetheart, and I will effing sue this place. Oh, yeah, that's why I have a degree and you don't. With no education, no skills, just want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job so that you could be, so I could be a college dropout and I could do something like this? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, you would hire me. Oh, like you're looking so stunning because look, I'm on TV and you're in the effing trailer. Lose some weight, baby. Who actually says those things in public to another human being, whether you're on camera or not on camera? That's just flawed character. And I worked in TV for 15 years. I worked with people who were rotten, but not that rotten. They would chew out the camera crew. They would chew out the teleprompter operator. Man, look, there's no place for that. There are too many nice human beings on the globe who can do the job. ESPN is getting it wrong, and they have a chance to send a message to the world as well as to their employees. You need to be nice to work for us.
Do you think, I totally agree with that, do you think that sometimes when there's more pressure, if the story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and this one has really cycled around a lot, I mean, she got massive publicity, in a sense, the wrong kind of publicity for this, in the New York Post and the Chicago
yeah.
Tribune. You know, you name any place, Jared, and you know this, everybody was talking about it. Sometimes when there's a lot of pressure and it comes back, then they'll change their mind and somebody loses their job. Do you think there's any chance of that?
You know, I've been waiting for that to happen. The New York Post put out a headline. Well, here it is. It says, a sorry excuse for a human being. USA Today, Sports Illustrated, everybody who's anybody wrote about this and said, there's no place for this person. And immediately the hashtag FireBritMcHenry started trending. But here's what I've noticed. I'm talking about it and you're talking about it, but when you look on Twitter, the number of people talking about it on the hashtag FireBritMcHenry has sloughed off. And what I'm really waiting to see is whether ESPN thinks, okay, this has died down, we can let it go. If they put her back on the air, the day that her face shows back up, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not the outcry begins again. Because it's calmed down on social media. It hit a peak at a fiery pitch real fast, and then it dropped from the news cycle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I noticed that, too, that it was really tipping the charts. There's no question about it. And then it pulled back a little bit, which sometimes happens because the 140-character world, there's always something else that comes down the pike, and believe
yeah.
it or not. And you know that because it moves so quickly.
And today and tomorrow, it's Bruce Jenner, you know.
Bruce
is going to take the headlines as what's trending next.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. From the world of crisis communication, and you said ESPN got it wrong. Why don't they have guys like you on speed dial? Because, I mean, they're a huge corporation. It seems like a lot of times they do get it wrong. And it's like you're talking about blowhard testosterone. Do they have this, hey, we're the kings. Do they have this sort of arrogance about them that it doesn't matter. We'll do what we do and we'll deal with it and move on.
Usually it's a money decision more than an ethics decision. What they're looking at is how many people tune in to watch this gal when she's on the air. Mm-hmm. And I'll use Fox News as an example. If you turn on Fox News, it is blondes, 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 legs, legs, legs. Mm-hmm. The diversity at Fox News is putting the brunette on the air. I saw one the other day. That's a representation of diversity. Sex sells. Sex appeal sells. Putting a gal out there with long legs and a big smile and her blonde hair gets men to tune in. The primary audience, even though there are tons of gals involved in sports, the primary audience at ESPN is skewed heavily toward the male demographic.
Yeah.
And let's face it, given the choice of what you're going to put on the air to try to bring the guys in, you're going to put whatever has the sex appeal in there. You're going to have a certain number of the blowhard guys who are former jocks and whatever else. But if she's eye candy and bringing people in on this subject, and what's sad for her is she had everything going for her. You know, she is an athlete. She is a soccer star. She knows the sport. She knows it in and out because she's played there, and she can talk about it and be intelligent when talking about soccer. And the good Lord blessed her with her appearance. Man, but when you're that rotten, look, there's somebody else who's also a great soccer player who can also be whatever eye candy ESPN wants and can be just a nice human being.
Yeah,
yeah,
well said.
I think they're just getting it wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're getting it wrong, too. Is there anything that she can do to turn it around? Because I thought it was such a tepid response, apology. You know, if you were advising her on the other side of this, hey, people are perceiving you as a mean girl, your humanity's being questioned, is there anything she could do to turn it around?
If she tried to turn it around too fast, it would come across as nothing but a publicity stunt. And it was interesting because somebody sent me a link when they read about it on my blog. Somebody sent me a link and said, look at this. She's supposed to talk to 1,000 kids about bullying. A person like her would need to actually, I think, go to professional therapy to learn that you're not better than someone else because you're on TV. You're not better than somebody else because you went to college. You're not better than somebody else because of your appearance. You're not better because of. What we're seeing here is a DNA that's been boiling up in her DNA for 28 years. It's just her personality, and you can't change the stripes on a tiger or the spots on a leopard. That's her DNA. I don't know what the future holds for her. You and I do a lot of speaking at conferences. I hope she doesn't turn into some motivational speaker who tries to get up there and say she's changed her ways. I don't think she's changed her ways. And what's going to be tough for her is how many other people will record her in a coffee shop or in a nightclub or in a grocery store or getting her hair done to see whether or not this happens again.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to just suppress this overnight. This would require an evolution for her. As a crisis communication guy, I can often provide advice to people. I was asked when the two frat boys were singing the racist songs. I was asked by somebody involved with that, what do these guys need to do? And my advice was, you have to go make amends to the people that you hurt. You have to go into the minority community and apologize, and you have to do works of good deed. That doesn't actually work for her. Going into her community to apologize, what she does need to do is do a heartfelt visit back to the person that she offended. She needs to write a caring letter that says she's sorry. But the tone of her apology that she put on Twitter, for me, is insufficient. I get the impression, like many people in her shoes, they're sorry that they got caught. They're not sorry they committed the act. Given an opportunity not to get caught, they would probably do it again, and I think that's the flaw with her.
Absolutely. Jared Breaux, crisis communications man, guru, etc., thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Always wonderful to talk to you. Bye.
Well, I have heard it said that I'm a mean girl with an edge you draw the
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life.
Sitting in the darkness.
Cheap movie reviews. We start with the movie that has the most buzz, but yet it's not coming out for a long, long time. That would be Star Wars. So sit back, relax, take the funky glasses off, and take a listen.
Family.
Wow, think of this. A continuation of the saga created by George Lucas 30 years after Star Wars Return of the Jedi. Man, unbelievable. Do you recognize the voice? Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. Yep, they're all back. This has been talked about for a long, long time. And it's set to come out in December. So they're teasing us all the way through the summer into the fall. And then in December, Star Wars The Force Awakens. All right, in the meantime, here's what you can see this weekend. If you go to the movies, this one called The Age of Adeline.
Ma'am, it says here you were born in 1908. That makes you 45 years old.
That's right.
Adeline Marie Bowman was born on January 1st, 1908. Many years later, she would begin a family of her own. On a cold winter night in 1935, Adeline's life would change forever. In that moment, something incredible happened. Its effect was almost magical. Adeline Bowman will henceforth be immune to the ravages of time. She will never age another day.
I'd like to ask you a few questions, Miss Bowman.
The next time we see each other, I'll have a new identity. I'll always be your mother, and you'll always be my daughter. Happy birthday, Mama.
You look exactly like this old friend of mine. We were very close.
Don't you miss having someone to love? It's not the same when there's no growing old together. Love that love is just heartbreak.
I'm Alice. Pleasure to meet you. I'll just wait with you.
Thank you, but I'll manage. Wait.
How do we get in touch?
First time I saw you, I knew I had to meet you. And I didn't know when or how, but I knew I would.
All these years, you've lived like you've never had a life.
I don't know how. Tell me something I can hold on to forever and never let go.
Let go.
I've been running for so long.
Adeline!
I don't know how to stop.
Blake Lively, the main character, she is Adeline. You get the gist here. She's a young woman. She was born at the turn of the 20th century, and she's ageless after she has an accident. Can you imagine? So she's got all this sort of solitary life. Then she meets a guy who might be actually worth losing her immortality for. We've seen several scripts like this or movies that were made from scripts in the past. Sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss. Critics who have already seen this, reviewed it, give it out of 10 stars, yeah, like a 7 and 7.5 or so, somewhere in that range. I like Blake Lively, and Harrison Ford is also part of this cast. The movie is just under 2 minutes. I'm going to say 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes would be quickie. Under 2 hours. I'm going to say this one may be a movie that you stream. Redbox, get it, Netflix, when it comes out 5 months from now. But it looks like it could be kind of interesting. You know, when you're tired, you're laying on the couch. All right, how about this one, our last one, The Water Diviner.
Princess Hain asked the man why the carpet he wished to sell was so expensive.
Come on, cuddle up! What's the magic word? The one that makes the carpet fly?
Tengu!
That's it, Tengu!
My prince, whoever sits on this carpet may be transported through the air in an instant.
All right, boys, let's get out of here, all together!
Tengu!
With my job to steer my boys to manhood. I failed them.
You can find water, but you can't even find your own children.
Three sons killed. That was quite an ordeal for Eliza.
I'll find them, love. I'll find them and I'll bring them home to you.
Your guide took us out of Tate.
I didn't come here to sightsee. I'm on my way to Gallipoli.
There's nothing there but ghosts.
Surely you were told this is a restricted zone. That's not safe. I'm sorry, but you can't stay.
Maybe we could help him.
You know what the chance of finding his boys are.
He's the only father who came looking.
Who's the Turk?
Hassan, the assassin. Wiped out half my battalion.
We found your sons. Edward and Henry. How on God's earth did you know they'd be there?
Arthur, look after me, brothers. And keep my bloody head down. If this is your son, he was taken prisoner. He did not die here.
So he's alive?
I don't know.
But you have hope?
Hope's a necessity where I come from.
The camps are gone.
Go home, Mr. Gordon.
Nobody will tell me what prison camp I sent off to.
I will ride with you.
I promised their mother I would find them and bring them home.
I measure a man by how much he loves his children, not by what the world has done to them.
If you do find your son, what will you say to him?
The Water Diviner, pretty interesting. Russell Crowe, one of the main actors, you could hear him weaved throughout that, one of the main characters in this one. And it took a while to get it to the screen. This is one of those movies that's going to find kind of an independent audience, I think, when I say that, because it's not a giant mainstream movie. So, you know, it's trying to find its audience in America. Will it find its audience? You know, that's kind of the question as to whether it will. But it's the directorial debut of Russell Crowe, and it's all about symbolism. It's about storytelling, cultural empathy, as it was described to me, a grieving father stoically bulldozing his way through Turkey in search of the three sons missing in action after World War I. Could be interesting. If you go and see a movie, send me your own cheap review to AmericaTonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.